What a pretty ending. Thank you, Mr. Francis. So, Mr. Ron, I have a question for you, my dear. Did you come from a musical family, or did you start the tradition of a musical family?
No, I come from a musical family. Uncles, my dad played the fiddle. One of my uncles played the fiddle. My grandfather played the accordion. My grandmother played the accordion.
Oh, wow.
My brother played lead guitar. Shall I go on? Because there's more.
Oh, keep going, baby. Be proud.
Two of my cousins played guitar. One of my other cousins plays lead guitar. And most have been in bands, but we were never known.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Oh, well, yeah. That's good to hear that you're continuing and Abigail is continuing.
And
that
the French,
as
I know,
well.
I can thank my wife out there because she's the one that's teaching me.
Mais je suis contente pour ça. Ayous que t'es ta sa femme.
Right there with the
Merci list. Merci beaucoup, ça. So thanks. So anybody else speak French in the group? Monsieur Francis. Well, ça, je me doutais pour ça. Mais, well, I know some Andropons that don't speak French too, my baby. Go ahead. You got the microphone, my dear.
I forgot to tell you one story. When I was a kid learning to play the fiddle, Mama sent me to the barn because she couldn't stand the yank, yank, yank. When I started playing again after I was married, my wife sent me to the garage because it was almost like deja vu, you know, to start all over again.
But at least you kept up and you didn't stop. You just went
Francis,
you went
you're
next
not
door.
The only one. I got to go upstairs at my house.
I got to tell you the story. I was at the Jazz Festival in New Orleans one year. And when we got through playing, security came to the dressing room where we were, and he said, which one of you guys is the fiddle player? And reluctantly, I said, me. And he said, look, he said, there's a kid out there about 11 years old, 12 years old. He said he'd like to come in the back and visit with you. I said, well, bring him back. So sure enough, the kid was about 11 or 12, I guess. And He said, can I see your fiddle? And I said, sure. I already had it in the case. I took it out and handed it to him. And he plunk, plunk, plunked a little bit, you know. And I said, how long? You play the fiddle? And he said, yes. I said, how long have you been playing? He said, well, I'm going to be 12 in November or something like that. He said, I've been playing since I'm 8. I said, do you play like me? He said, no, but I used to.
He had already peaked.
I've heard that one 15 times, and I still laugh every time.
He had already peaked at 12. Ça, c'est drôle. Does he still play? Do you know if that young man still plays?
Well, no, because this was in New Orleans. So I don't even know where he was from.
Sha, baby. Well, hopefully he's somewhere, and he's peaked again. On va continuer avec un two-step, the Amadei two-step.
All right, y'all clap y'all's hands with us here.
Thank you. Mr. Manuel, you are full of information, my dear. Mr. Manuel just walked up and told me, he said, Mr. Amade Ardoin, he said he remembers him playing whenever he was little. And every time he played, he had a vein in his forehead that would get as big as his finger. So thank you, Mr. Manuel. Continue sharing your stories. I enjoy it. So, Astaire, we're going to hear a little Swamp Pop. I imagine that's Mr. Ron.
One of the things we do is the Midnight Ramblers, all our fans know, we play a lot of Swamp Pop music, so we sprinkled in one tonight.
Oh, you don't have to just give us one. You can give us more than just one.
We had to do this for some special guests. Most of this up front is all guests that I'm camping with up here at
Lakeview
Campground.
The other way.
My cousins and their friends and most of our family out there, my daughter and her sister, I mean her daughter. And my cousins were raised here in Matilda, so we said I'll do it for her. She wanted to hear Crying Time, my cousin, but I said, well, we can't do that.
Yeah, that's a little sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Matilda puts a smile on your face. So voilà, écoutez, on va écouter Matilda.
Your love for me will always be. If this day something to leave, Matilda, I'm crying after you. Yeah, no matter what you do, Matilda, I'm crying and crying for you. Yeah, no matter what you do, yes, I'm crying, I'm crying. I want my baby back again. You gave me love when there was none. You know that you're the only one. It's in my heart to stay. I want my baby back again. Yes, I cry and dying thing. I want my baby back again. Thank you.
Matilda. Oh, moi, je suis content que vous autres jouez ça. I remember listening to that when I was a little bitty, too. All right. Merci, les danseurs. Moi, j'apprécie beaucoup le fait que vous dansez parce que moi, je peux pas. So, moi, je suis beaucoup contente qu'au moins, je peux voir du monde qui danse. So, next, we have another song with another name of a beautiful lady. We have Madame Lucille. We're going to hear a song called... Oh. That's up to y'all. Yeah, that, we have about 20 minutes left, so if y'all want to make any adjustments, make any, go ahead. I'll let y'all present them from now on, so that way y'all can choose. What are we going to do?
We're going
to do Marmental Waltz. La Waltz de Marmental.
Yes, Peter, on Butterman's mind. Yes, Peter, and say, last born, he put God's name on God. If you know, I pray, desperate. Say, like God, he did that done yet. I just thought of the end. I said, toi, qui voulait se parer. Et tous les jours après d'espérer. Alors, sa musique aujourd'hui, quand Dieu ne peut pas voir belle. Ah, c'est toi qui voulais séparer, et toujours après d'espérer. C'est la cause si tu pardonnes. Et tous les jours après d'espérer.
La valse de Mermental. And y'all, do you want to keep on parlay? I got a couple people that want to say something. Yes, sir. You want to say hi? Hi. I will shake your hand, sweetheart. You too, my pretty lady. All right. So that was La Valse de Mermentor. What are y'all doing next? Are y'all going to continue? You're going to do the next one? Yeah, we're going to hear La Flamme d'Enfer encore une fois. So voilà, on va danser. Whew, je m'amène.
We're going to do my version.
Oh, I can't wait for this one. And I hear your wife in the second row, so I know it's going to be a doozy. Allons danser, cher.
Thank you.
Voilà les flammes d'enfer. La version de Mr. Ron Miller. Moi, j'ai beaucoup aimé ça. Merci. Ça fait, si vous autres nous écoutez sur la radio, merci d'être avec nous autres à soir. On est ici au Théâtre Liberté à Unis avec les Ramblers de minuit, les Midnight Ramblers, qui nous vient de Lac Charles, Louisiane. So, merci à vous autres d'être avec nous à soir. What are we going to hear next, my friends? We got two or three left, so y'all can take your pick. Tous les soirs.
tears fall. Don't so lift up your shame. Et moi, j'en ai toi. Et pas à t'en dire. Tous les soirs, mon tête s'est mariée. Mon cœur en cicatrice. Et pas à t'en dire.
Mille fois, well, c'est la partie triste de notre émission parce qu'il reste juste encore une chanson. So, it's the sad part of our show tonight, guys. We have one song left. But before we leave, I'd like to give a challenge to Mamère Miller. I'd like for you to parle en français avec Abigail parce que dans 10 ans, quand elle est sur scène, avec moi, on va se parler. Well, if she hasn't peaked yet by the time she's 15, on va se parler en français. Ça fait, mes amis, merci d'être ici avec nous autres à soir. On a aussi décidé, si vous autres avez aimé le premier groupe, le trio, le Fusil et Huval trio, ils ont des CD en arrière pour vendre, si vous autres vous amenez ça à la maison avec vous autres à soir. Merci beaucoup d'être ici avec nous autres. Merci au Fusil et Huval trio. Merci aux Midnight Ramblers d'avoir joué pour nous autres. Oublie pas, Que la semaine prochaine, on a Johnny Saunier et Cajun Heritage qui vont monter la scène pour jouer pour nous autres. Ça fait, on va finir avec quoi? What are we going to finish with?
Le Cajun de Church Point.
Oh, ça c'est ma préférée sur la liste. Voilà, un Cajun de Church Point.
All that clapping y'all were doing tonight, if I was playing the dance, you were clapping, I'd say, don't clap, throw money, baby, I need it.
Miller right here on the scoreboard. Y'all give her a big hand. How about that right there? We're the Midnight Rambers. We're going to see y'all next time.